Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Weird, Awkward, and Cool, the podcast where we discuss weird, awkward, and cool things. I'm your host, John.
I'm Rowdy Raya.
And I'm Shanna Banana.
How are you ladies doing today?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm good. It's sun shining. It's getting a little warm. Yeah, it's a nice day out. Mm-hmm. My toes out. My fingers out.
Yeah. I'm none of that. I'm in my pajamas.
Yeah, me too.
How are you, John?
Doing great. I'm doing great. Everyone listening, make sure you rate and review us on Spotify. And also, you can leave comments on Spotify. So if you want to leave questions or anything, you can leave it to us on Spotify. So Spotify, where you get podcasts everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't sponsored by Spotify, but we kind of sponsored by Spotify, low key.
Okay. Right. What a podcast.
Let's go ahead and get into the shout outs.
Shout out to everybody. I had fun.
Ladies, which one of y'all want to go for it first?
I'll go first. So I'm not going to share the wild dating story that I had happen this week that you guys know about, but shout out to my date last night that listened to the show. I know.
What?
Your girl been out here.
Honestly, that was a visceral reaction just because in my mind, based off of the story that's redacted,
we know.
I would have took a couple of weeks off.
A month off. Writing in my journal 3 times a day, talking to my therapist twice as much.
It was a very that was a wild night. It was a very wild night.
Wild as but
last night, shout out to my date. She listened to the show before we met up because I told her I have a show. And she wanted to make sure I let John know the word is pontificate.
Woo!
Oh, pontificate. Okay.
Oh, so you said it wrong.
Oh.
Okay. Damn.
Pontificate.
I'm still going to say Pondy River.
I was like, girl, I can't say that. I didn't even know what that word meant. And she was like, you didn't know what that meant. And I was like, y'all smart over here. I don't know. All I got is a bachelor's.
I had a master's, but I still feel dumb. There were some days I'm like, what? Oh, we I don't remember that.
So the beauty thing, and thank you, Miss Lady, for your thing. The beautiful thing about me is that although I did say the word, that isn't the actual word that I meant to say.
Damn.
Because what I spelled out, it's ponderate.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
What's the difference? Okay, so what's the difference between what homegirl say? Pondificate.
They mean the same thing. But what I meant.
Ponderate versus pontificate. But they all mean both the same. I hate English so damn much. I hate it. Why can't we just say ponder? Leave it alone.
Yeah. Yes. Welcome to Weird, Awkward, Cool, the podcast where we ponder about weird, awkward, and cool things. Like the awkwardness of me. Well, thank you, date. How else did the date go?
Yeah.
You know, it was a 180 from last week because she was so normal.
Oh, that's good.
And she promised not to do to me what the other one did.
Of course, you had to.
You told her what happened?
I told her what happened. Yep. Mm-hmm. She promised not to do that. This one seems normal. We'll see when the red flags pop up because they always do.
You're right. I give it fourth date. Third or fourth date.
We'll see.
But so far, we're going to pray that she is continue to be normal. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right. What's up with y'all?
Oh, yeah, my turn. I always have a 2-for-1 special. Shout out to y'all. I want to say shout out to y'all. Yeah, you know why? Because why I got 3 more DMs telling me I sound like that girl from goddamn NPR. The ratchet version of that girl from NPR from Code Switch. I hate y'all motherfuckers. I got 3. No, hey, girl, you sound like so-and-so from Code Switch.
Hey, I didn't. And thank you, listener, that brought that to my attention, which then I shared to Roddy Raya.
She put a curse on me. She put a curse.
Because, you know, I didn't think so when I first heard it. But then, you know, when I first heard the show and then when it was brought to my attention, I was like,
You may have got something there.
Yeah, so yeah, shout out to y'all who think I sound like that lady from Code Switch. Also, check out their podcast because it actually is good. But that is not me. She don't got no evil twin. And then my other shout out is my nail salon. I love my nail salon. They do always a great job and they're cheap and they're family oriented. However, they also like to cut up as much as I do. So tell me why. This older lady, she comes up to me all the time. That's like my favorite nail person. That's my SNS set. She came up to me and whispered. She was like, "I'm so glad you dress somewhat decent for public." I said, "Oh,
excuse
wait,
me."
Right. First, I looked at her like, "Okay, where is this going?" And then she said, "Look to your left, 3:00." I said, "That's 2 different directions." She said, "Other time." I said, "Oh, okay." And I looked to my left. And there was an interesting shaped woman and she bent over and all you see is she got a thong on and the thong was showing. But unfortunately the thong also looked dirty.
Wait, so was she whale tailing or like was her skirt just really short?
It was a lot, but I think it was whale tailing. It was more leaning towards that. But then on top of it wasn't even clean draws. She had on
Tuesday draws and it was Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And she just said, "I'm so glad that you don't dress in it crazy." She said, "This is my 3rd time seeing it this week." I said, "Damn." I said, "Why don't you just put a little, you know, little thing up here, a little sign that says, you know, dress code. Like, come covered." But she's like, "I don't tell people what to do." I said, "You got a point." So
mm-hmm. A dress code for a nail salon is wild, though.
That is.
But at the same time, I don't want to be smelling your feet or smelling your Tuesday draws that you got on Saturday. I don't want to do that if I'm working on your feet. I was like, you do have a point.
Although fish season is coming up.
It's always year round.
No, because you ain't wearing them short skirts year round when you got to get your feet done.
Yeah, but if your cootie cat is eating a lot of fish.
Yeah, but if you're wearing pants, it's not as pungent, or like
for some women it is
go to a doctor.
Yeah,
but anyway. Yeah.
Shout out to dresses. My shout out it is twofold. First shout out, shout out to me. I got a new job.
Woo!
We love this for you.
And won't be working from home as much. Hence why my setup is different. Because I don't have no monitors anymore. They took those. the company gave it. That's
what
company monitor. Yeah. But I'm excited for the new job, so that's exciting. Yeah. Second, no shout out to Atlanta.
Period.
Just nothing new.
It's just it's one of the places where most people are moving to now. I think I made a list.
We moved up. We moved up in the list. We used to be like number 8. Now we're like almost top 5. I think we had tied or
six.
Top 5.
Yeah, we're 6.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Why do y'all want to move to Atlanta, y'all? Why? Explain why.
And we have the highest housing in the country. And so it doesn't make any sense. Which brings me into my weird, into the weird. I'm going to kick off the weird.
Why you being weird? Why you being weird to me?
What doesn't make any sense. Georgia is opening their very first water slide coaster.
Death trap.
Wait, what?
Yeah, a water slide coaster.
How the fuck?
You know,
you ain't heard about the water slide?
No, I ain't heard about the water slide coaster.
Guess where it's opening up at?
Six Flags. Yeah.
No.
No.
What?
No.
No.
Okay, that's the only place I know.
Think
about where they gonna open up a water slide.
Water slide coaster sounds like a death trap, right?
The Chattahoochee River?
No. No.
Okay, that's
what's the biggest death trap in Georgia when it comes to water?
You know this.
I do. Ruby Falls?
No, they're opening it. They're opening it in the illustrious, infamous Lake Lanier. Yes.
Yeah.
They're opening up the
Happy World. Black History Month Part 2. My ancestors about to have a feast. Have a feast.
At this point, I think they are literally feeding spirits.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah, they're doing sacrifices. They're trying to make sure, you know, that area for the people that do live off of Lake Nanair, because, you know, a lot of people live off that lake.
Yeah.
So they build these things where they get tourists to come and die. So they can feed the spirits of the lake.
Again, don't got plans. Anytime to be close to that water. I think the only time I was close because I had to go to a engagement proposal, like someone's proposing to somebody. Child, I was still 50 feet away from the lake. I was like, I am not. Y'all not. Mm-mm. I said, I love my ancestors. Mm-mm.
You know, Miami said spring breakers. Don't come here. And Georgia is like, come through.
Oh, yeah. Apparently Atlanta, also that's weird. Atlanta is a spring break destination.
Why?
For what? What are y'all gonna do?
Right. What you gonna do? Other than get hookah if y'all can barely get in. Go to the club if y'all can barely get in. What y'all gonna do?
You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna congregate, cause traffic, and get in fights.
Yeah.
It might be Freak Nick all over again.
No.
Nah, I can't bring that back.
They can't do that.
No. Only because the infrastructure, you know, couldn't handle it. It'll get shut down pretty quickly.
True.
But let's our next story. A venomous snake found trying to hide amongst underwear in a bedroom. What is this, South Africa?
No.
Australia.
It's exactly where you think it happened.
It's one of two places when it comes to snakes. Not like this. It's in Queensland, Australia.
Oh.
So with like venomous snakes, they're either going to be in Australia or they're going to be in South Africa. Those are like the
South America, but okay.
Yeah, but those are a little different.
That's in like the Amazon.
Yeah, that's like when you're talking about in your house, like amongst your things, those two places. So, you know, the homeowner was like, I literally trying to hide in me undies.
Sir, first of all, I wasn't ready.
What the fuck was that?
That was my Australian accent.
For the country of Australia, I actually know incontinent. People now. Continent, sorry. Country and both. Continent. Both of them. I am so sorry.
Frankie.
Please stop. I love that country. Other than y'all crazy animals. please disregard what John just said. Thank you.
Yeah. It was literally hiding in a pile of laundry.
Ew.
And undies.
How about you better go put your panty on and get stung in a coochie by fucking
first of all, stung. They don't have
stung. Oh, sorry, you're right. Bite. Bit.
Bit.
No, stung in the coochie is the name of the episode.
Yeah, it's not me! It's not me! Yes! It's not me!
It's how?
Stung by the coochie. Stung by the coochie by the bank and the hoop and hot and ain't it ain't.
Hey, yo, that goes!
Yeah.
All right.
Shake your shit out when you live in Australia.
No, stop leaving clothes on the floor. Unless you buy new laundry.
It was in my laundry basket.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
Mm. Damn. So shake your shit out.
Yeah, now it makes me want to... Mm-hmm. Let me go. I'm going to wash all my clothes.
Don't see a little scorpion in there?
Please don't. I don't see nothing that crawls. I don't see nothing that was in a bug's life. I don't see nothing that in my drawers.
In those drawers.
Why was I singing that in my head?
So, because I was about to sing, if there's any more room in those drawers, but I'm just going to go to the next story. Cause I'm a little deflated off of my, failed, Australian accent. So in New Orleans,
hey,
the police department, no shout out to the NOPD, said that, the rats infesting the department's headquarters are all high from eating marijuana stored in the evidence room.
Wait a minute. Got high ratatouille niggas eating the marijuana in the evidence room.
Yes, Blunt-a-tooie.
Blunt-a-tooie.
Yes, that's the Seth Rogen version of ratatouille. So apparently their city's council criminal justice building is infested with cockroaches and rats.
Oh, wait a minute. Not just rats. It's now cockroaches, too?
High-ass cockroaches?
Oh, hell
no. Do they eat weed? I don't know.
No, hell no. I can see it. My skin is itchy now because I can see him just falling out the ceiling trying to, look what I can do. Goddamn marijuana. I will be crying.
The rats are eating marijuana. They all high, baby.
Oh my God. It's some Creole rats, too.
So they're basically bringing up this story so they can get their $7.6 million proposal to temporarily relocate the police headquarters.
No, they went into a trap house and got them that marijuana for a trap house and brought them things to their headquarters.
And it would cost $30 million to fix the headquarters.
So if you move everything, the rats and the roaches are going to move with you.
Clearly, if you don't clean it, right?
Right. Only way to do it is just burn it all. Just burn it. Whole city of New Orleans be high, but y'all
I'll say,
good.
Shoot, just hire an arson and just say, we had an arson. Hit the building. We don't have a building now.
And then shout out to the writer of this article who, the end of it stating that it's unlikely animals are experiencing the euphoric effects of cannabis. Raw cannabis contains inactive ingredients that must undergo heating before THC is produced in the form that gives mammals the sensation of feeling high.
Oh, so the animals
so they just eat weed just like grass.
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for ruining the story.
Right. We wanted to have fun with our imagination. I could see, how high to star
with rats.
Yeah. and cockroaches. As a,
you know what? I can see Method Man and Red Man doing the voices of some rats.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't they do that in How High?
No.
They didn't voice some animals or something?
No. They didn't get to that level.
Maybe Snoop Dogg, but I don't.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking about Malibu's Most Wanted when Snoop Dogg was a rat. That's what I'm thinking about. You're right.
All right, in Florida news, doctors remove 150 live bugs from Florida man's nose.
How'd it get there?
How do you let two just live up in your nose? How you got 150? Five would have been very uncomfortable. How go from 5 to 150?
You can't blow your nose and like get them out?
That means they were trapped up in there having babies.
Yeah, it was a bunch of larvae and all that. So the unnamed person, of course.
Nasty asshole.
He said, over a couple of hours, my face just started swelling. My lips swelled. I could hardly talk. I couldn't get up to go to the bathroom. My nose started to bleed.
Ew.
So in Jacksonville, he went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. He was shocked when he looked inside the man's nose with a camera. He saw dozens and dozens of bugs feeding on the nose and sinus cavity.
Ew.
Some as big as the end of his pinky.
Oh my God.
I knew he was in big trouble. There was erosion that was occurring near the skull base that was very close proximity to the eye and his brain.
Oh my God.
So he was getting eaten alive by bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, what the fuck? He didn't do no little nasal spray shit.
Yeah, they could have gone through his skull killed him.
But again, how get to 150? That's my problem.
I mean, they were just obviously reproducing inside of his head.
Apparently he fished a lot and he would rinse his hands in the river.
Dumbass. Who that make a lot more sense now. Dumbass. And he probably picked his fucking nose.
And had bad hand hygiene habits when handling dead fish.
Sir. So you were implanting them damn bugs up in your nose. That's what you found out. Because I'm like, how the hell he didn't wash his hands properly, fished a lot. I know that because my uncle fishes, but he also washes his hands very thoroughly. When I go fishing, I at least wash at least 6 times minimum. Like,
touching the fish, handling the fish, cleaning the fish, all of it.
And plus, Florida water is not that great. It is in and awesome.
Wear gloves if you don't want to wash your hands.
There are fishing gloves. And even that, I wash the gloves separately after the fact.
No, I'm throwing them shits away.
You can do that too, but also I ain't trying to spend that much money, so I don't know. But again, that make my skin itch. Again, Creepers pretty much said that he picks his nose with dirty hands. I'm sorry, that's nasty.
All right, so last story in Fort Collins, Colorado. A man is facing 14 counts of indecent exposure. After allegedly ejaculating on food while he was an employee at Safeway.
So you just got your dick out in the grocery store, just like skeeting all over the food.
Putting your special sauce on everything. That's disgusting.
So,
how old is he?
32.
Damn.
Ugh.
Damn.
So,
that means he's too old.
Yeah, so of course it was on camera. He was ejaculating on multiple food items.
Oh my God.
And the food was not commercially sealed.
Oh, that's even great.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a sicko. He looks like a sicko. You know, Safeway, you know, put that out there. Their statement, basically, you know, safety of the consumer and whatnot. But yeah, that's nasty.
It's So we had the last week, we had the man doodling on items, and now you got a man ejaculating on food. Yep. On camera. What is up? What is up with y'all? On camera. What is...
So he was calling his dick out on camera.
Yeah, he was caught. And apparently he would go to other multiple businesses and, you know, ejaculate outside.
Wait, so he doing this outside his job too?
Oh, this is a kink. This is right.
He's the
thing. He didn't do it right in front of the right people. He ain't do it right in front of people. Because if I saw that, I would have whooped his ass. I'm sorry. Lorraine Bobbitt.
He needs his ass whooped.
Lorraine Bobbitt up in here.
He gonna get it when he go to jail, because I promise you, he gonna be trying to skeet his special sauce on stuff, and they ain't gonna go for that in jail. They're gonna whoop his ass.
All right. So because that's all for the weird. And we're gonna get into the awkward, but before we do that, I can be a little petty, right? And I did admit that initially when I was trying to spell pontificate, I spelled it wrong because I didn't know how to spell it initially. So I spelled ponderate, which is another word for it. But pontificate, what did your date say it was called?
I think she said pontificate or something like that. I don't know. I thought I don't know what that word is.
Pontificate.
Okay.
That's all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just wanted to be
girl, you got 24 hours to respond when you hear this.
But shout out to you, because, you know, shout out to you.
Sir. Damn. I'm not in this. I am not in this.
Because I was proud of that word. It deflated me a little bit. So much that I misspelled the word trying to prove the point. And they had to spend this whole time secretly looking up the word. So that's a little behind us. That's a bit of the male ego that makes us men so awkward. Mm. Because when our ego gets bruised, we do petty shit like that. Mm. And So to get into the awkward of aging.
Awkward. You know what? No, not really. It's not awkward, at least not until you said awkward. Now it's awkward because of what you said.
Mm-hmm. 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 Which, doesn't matter the age. Men will always be driven by ego. From
that is true.
From 2 to 52.
To
92.
Don't stop.
Yeah, 102. Yeah.
Let's get that clear.
From birth to death.
I would say it's aging or age differences is getting awkward. Me, I'll talk about myself. I am in my starting to become.
You can say it, honey. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm in my
30s. Most of us are.
Yeah. And so I'm on TikTok, even though TikTok might be gone in the next 2 or 3 months. Some of the new people I met are like under the age of 25, and it bothers me. Even though I love them, I love my TikTok family, I love everything, but Lord, there's some things they talk about. I'm like, oh, you got like at least 10 more years to learn that lesson. And it's so awkward. And they'd be surprised when I say my age, they're like, oh my God, really? I'm like, yes, thank you for making this an awkward situation. And also, shout out to the people who just assume I'm somebody auntie when I'm saying my TikTok name. So.
Well, at least you get that, I didn't know you were that old. I get, I didn't know you were that young.
No, because what's his name? My old crush, which I thought he was older, but found out he was younger. Jordan the Stallion.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gang. He's older than Method Man.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Which is nuts.
Because Jordan is 26 and Method Man is 52. 50.
Oh, yeah, 52. Yeah.
He's like 48.
No, he's in his 50s.
Yeah, he's in his 50s.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Either way, so, I like to be on a date with him too.
You know, every conversation I've ever had with Jordan, because we used to exchange DMs, I never said, hey, babe, moisturize.
Ooh.
Drink some water.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah,
because I remember when we talked about him a few years ago when he was like 23 or whatever.
Yeah,
he was young,
and he was like, "Yeah, he, you know, if he wasn't so young, and
but he looked so old." I tried to spit a little game, and then he told me how old he is, and I was like, "Oh no,
yep, no,
thank you."
I like somebody with a mature brain.
He just comes off a whole lot more mature than what.
He
His
does.
Age reflects.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to him.
Yeah. Shout out to Jordan. I love all the big things that he's getting.
Amen.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
I would say the most awkward age difference thing is I remember in college, one of my homeboys, he was the Rico Suave of the group. You know, everybody has that, that, you know, all the women love. We were 18, all of us, and we went to the club, and he had a 36-year-old woman pull up with us and bought us drinks and party with us. Like, she was going to college and did not have a full career in the house. She was beautiful, but it's still, to this day, like, baffles me. Like, why are you here, lady? I get it. I guess attraction is real, but bro just got out of high school. Like, I think this was like the first or second week of college.
So. Ew. That baby was old enough to be her baby.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ooh, that reminds me of a college trip. Part of my profession. Back in school, we had to go to different cities. Like, we go to different cities to kind of do our thing. And so we had an overnight trip. We were actually in Mobile, Alabama. And you know how the curfew there is like 9 o'clock. So we found a bar that was actually open till 11. So we were all like, woo! You know, we like, what, 19, 20 at the time. And we did have a Rico Suave in the group to meet, you know, and he was okay. But it was just, he's all right. But I remember this lady came up and I was just like, a little old as hell. And he started putting her moves on her and I was so shocked. And I was like, oh my God. And homegirl took him home. I said, oh, does she know that he is not of age? And she is definitely, she had two kids. So I think she was in her 40s. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
is it a double standard when it's men versus women, or right now is it just everybody's nasty?
No.
Yeah, I think everybody see that as this
nasty.
Is gross.
No. Yeah. Especially if you know, I just feel like if you're talking to somebody knowing that their brain is not fully developed or not even like, you're not even at the age to experience everything. And you have somebody kind of like grooming you. I think it's disgusting, regardless of man or woman. I'm like, if you know better, like, don't do it.
Mm-mm. I remember when I was living in Australia, I was talking to this dude because he was always on campus. Mind you, I was like 19 at the time, but he was always on campus. He was always at the campus bar, so I thought like he was one of us. I just thought he looked a little bit older, but you know, he was and they don't age very well. So I thought, you know, he had to be around my age, just didn't moisturize. So it was one day he was trying to teach me how to drive a stick shift. And by the way, if you don't know how to drive a stick shift, do not try to do it when you're driving on the other side of the road. In the other side of the car, and trying to figure that shit out. Bad. That was just bad altogether. Okay. So as I was tearing this man's clutch out, because, yeah, he had mentioned something about putting his mom in a nursing home. And I was like, did your parents have you, like, really late in life? And he was like, no. And I was like, so where, what? Like, is something going on with your parents? And he was like, yeah, they're, you know, getting up in their upper 60s and 70s. And I was like, so they didn't have you late, but your parents are in their 60s and 70s.
So
how old are you, sir? Right. 37?
Excuse me?
What? You
repeat that?
Also, come to find out, he was talking to all my friends. And again, we were like 18, 19 years old.
Ew.
He was hunting. Ew.
Yeah, that's hunting. That means he's trying to find the easiest one to manipulate.
He was fishing with a grenade, as you know, the old men used to say.
Mm-mm. I mean, I did feel bad about tearing up his car, but, you know, whatever.
Not at this point. I'm good. He'll learn his lesson. But that's just disgusting. I don't know. I know that there's also a thing. There's like an age difference between like when people find love and actually like find love. There's an age difference on that. But you are really trying to seek people because you know you can manipulate them into something. I think that where it truly crosses the line when it comes to age. Like, I understand love is love. People have like, you know, love has no limit. But when you're trying to manipulate somebody into a relationship or try to get something out of them, and you know that it would be detrimental to them, but they don't know it, and you're grooming them to assume that it's going to be fine, then you need help. You need help. You need to go to jail. I'm sorry. You go to jail.
Well, you know, you see a lot of different age gaps in relationships. Some people are like maybe 5, 6, 10 years older. Is there a certain age, like after 30, you know, the age gap doesn't matter? Like that, a 30-year-old can date a 50-year-old.
I think so, because both of y'all at least went through, first of all, y'all age stopped developing. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
At least you got 5 years in the real world where you either have tried your purpose or are in your purpose, or you're trying to actually really know more about yourself too. It's like you've gone through some things. I feel like that's okay. But when you fresh 22 and your next year you about to be 40, that's a whole generation. I'm sorry, it's a whole generation gap. That person, the brain not developed. And on top of that, it's just like your age's perspective is so much different than the 20-year difference on, like, not just like your thoughts and feelings, but also like perspective on certain like real issues. If you're a couple, like when it comes to like abortion or kids or like family, like values and history and sickness and a whole bunch of other shit, it's just like that becomes a huge issue. And, you know, and again, now I talk for the people who are actually, you know, found love in somebody that's different and not manipulate somebody. That's totally different, in my opinion. That's not my business. But, you know, I will be looking weird. But if y'all really truly found love, but if that person groomed you into something or tried to, you know, persuade you into being in a relationship with them, then, yeah, that's disgusting. You should be dating somebody close to either your age range or somebody who has the same values or things that you think of.
Like, okay, you can have an age difference of like a 40-year-old dating a 60-year-old. Both of you got some life experience. You know, you are fully grown adults who have like been through stuff, and like you're doing this intentionally versus a 40-year-old talking to a 20-year-old. That baby is fresh out of high school, barely. Right. Don't know nothing about the world. What are you going to talk to a 20-year-old about? Roblox?
That's true.
TikTok about his homeboy being a SoundCloud rap? Like, what are you going to talk to a 20-year-old about?
I think the elephant in the room, especially with men and women, is that it's always when it's like that young versus like if a 40-year-old is talking to a 20-year-old. 9.8 times out of 10 is sexual. like man or woman looking at the younger person is always sexual or power. They just mm-hmm. want to have power over somebody.
Right.
Because the idea of talking to a 21-year-old at my age.
Hell fuck no.
It's
you can't make me. What we gonna do? All we gonna do
is okay, play. How fine you are.
First off, you're gonna get on my nerves.
That part, eventually, yeah. You're gonna say something real stupid. That I feel like, okay, you haven't been through life yet. And I'm like, well, there it is.
Mm-mm. You gonna invite me over to your house asking, you wanna play 2K? No.
No.
Wait, I mean, 2K. I don't even play 2K, but it's like, I don't have no age limit on that. But I get it. I get it. But yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, when I see men or women do it, it's both nasty. Like, it's both like, it's like, you only want that young man because like, I always think of Boomerang. Lady Eloise.
Oh, which that even grossed me out too. Even though I love Eartha Kitt, yeah. I was just like, that is nasty.
That is nasty. Yeah. Although I did find it a little creepy back in the day when Eartha Kitt would like I don't know if Eartha Kitt actually like creeped on young men, but like the characters that she portrayed would be like, I'm this cougar and I'm going after this young little so and so, and like something about that as a kid was like, that don't feel right. No, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Doesn't sit right.
Yeah. But, you know.
I don't know. But of course, you know, all stems from the whole Drea, Miss Delete My Wholeness, or Wholeness Delete.
Miss Hot Pocket.
Yeah. She got pregnant by a 22-year-old basketball player.
They got a 21-year-old son.
Which that's
them two was trading Pokemon cards together.
They playing Pokemon Go together, and you gonna be hunching his friend. The hell?
It's weird, ma'am. It's weird. I do understand that she did this for money. It's all just for money because homegirl don't like to have a job. Homegirl want to be taken care of. And her other baby don't aged out of the system. So she's like, get a new one, get that child support. Let's roll in this money. And then she got someone that's fresh in the NBA.
Yeah, oh, fresh.
Got a long career ahead.
Yeah. And he's pretty good too. So
she knows what she was doing. And it's that makes it even worse is that she's taking advantage of this kid.
Yeah.
And all he sees is like, oh, I got this bad IG model pregnant. Like, Look at me, I'm so cool because I bagged this girl.
No, baby, you look stupid, but that's again.
No, I don't blame him at all because he's 22 years old and he's doing what 22-year-olds would do.
Yeah.
Like, I blame her because she's being predatory.
That too.
Yeah. Yeah, she hunting.
It's definitely 90. I think it's 90-10. It's 90% Drea, but it's 10%. I wish someone was there to kind of give him signs like, hey, that ain't what you want. That ain't what you want for it.
I mean, I don't know much about Jalen Green. Is that his name?
I don't know.
I don't know enough about him to be like, he's close enough to his parents where his mama would be like, hey, don't put your dick in that woman. But even at 22, like, at 22, I'd be like, I'm a full ass adult. I'll do whatever I want to. Because you're not driven by common sense. Because your common sense ain't coming for another three, four years.
Yeah,
he's driven by like sexual desire and the ability to look cool.
Mm-hmm. And you know he's making money from NBA because they pay. So you know he got the income versus. So you know, I don't know. I don't have any kids, but I'm assuming that if they tried to say something to him, he'd be like, "And you know, doesn't really matter."
And it's going to take him until he's about 30 and his baby mama is fucking pushing 50, 60. I don't know. that he's gonna be like, oh wait, this is weird. This is strange.
I don't know, because what's that one IG model that's with the other basketball player? She's a grandma.
Joey.
No. Bernice?
Yeah, Bernice. Yeah. She a whole grandma out here with you know, a 20, I think he's 26 or 27. And she's in her 40s.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's just weird, yeah. I'm sorry. Clearly y'all doing it for the money. I would be shocked if you're doing it for love.
Yeah, just like Leonardo DiCaprio. You ain't out here. You ain't exempt from this white man.
He been on his predatorial.
Yeah, he been on his 22. His 22.
For 22 years. He been on that track record since. He said, I ain't dating nobody over the age of 30. I'm sorry.
30? 25, honey. Once you 25th birthday, here you go. Here's a cake, baby. Get
once that brain develops.
Right. Deuces. He's like, I am done.
We are out.
That's just so ugh.
Yeah, it's.
And the sad part is, I'll say when I was younger, I used to have a huge crush on him.
We all did. We didn't. Ooh, Romeo and Juliet. Like, we didn't peep how, like, weird he was, because back then he was young too.
Yeah, so you probably still mess with 22-year-olds. Right. That's the crazy thing. When he was probably 16, was messing with 22-year-olds. 22 messing with 22-year-olds. 30, 22,
22 40, 40, 22, 20, 45, 50. 22. That's when it comes like, ah. No, thank you.
Yeah. So. I mean, just
awkward all the way around.
Totally.
Yeah. I like, being loved, but don't be trying to manipulate and try to power somebody because you feel like you're stronger than that person. Or you're doing it for money reasons. I think it's stupid too. If you that smart to trick somebody, you that smart to trick yourself into a business. I could have done that. Use your game for something actually greater for everybody else's benefit, not just your own. But that's just me.
True. Well, if you have a issue, or you agree with the age gap, or disagree with the age gap, you know, some people are out here, you know, fuck it, you know, as long as I'm legal, it's good with me. Which
that's true.
I guess I can get down with that, but you know, I'm not gonna burn anybody's cookies. Write into us at weirdawkwardcool@gmail.com or leave a comment on Spotify under Weird Awkward Cool under the episode.
Leave a comment.
Yeah, leave a comment and we'll read it on the show. Let's go ahead and get into the cool.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
Woo!
Okay, this week's cool is brought to us by Miss Melinda Williams. Y'all are familiar with Melinda Williams. She's an actress. She, I forgot what she was in. She was in Soul Food. That's it. Yep.
And Food. I know. Yeah. Yes.
So Melinda took some time to learn how to code, STEM code. Okay. And she is starting a program to bring coding to HBCUs for women, to make it more accessible, to help women get in more into STEM programs and engineering. So,
hey, shout out to Miss Melinda.
Shout out to her. That's crazy that this is just so random that they had Hella Williams in Soul Food. Melinda Williams, Vanessa Williams.
Yeah.
Vanessa Williams again, because they had two Vanessa Williams.
Oh, yeah, Vanessa Williams. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Huh. That's strange. But shout out to her. I had to look her up to see which one it was. And I was like, okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
shout out, because coding is the future. You know, you got a code for those AI algorithms now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure all of us, all of our jobs deal with AI in some form of fashion or coding.
Yeah. AI starting to be in my field, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to deal with that now.
Mm-hmm. So keep up with the times. Don't age out.
Yeah. Nope, I'm not gonna make that joke. What are y'all watching?
I'm watching season two of Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur Disney Plus. It's actually really cute. It's a little bit darker this season than last season. I think more seasons was a little bit playful until like the end, and then when it picked up the end, it actually talked about a lot of anxiety issues so far, which I think is good because, you know, as Black women, we don't really talk about our like self-esteem or like having ADHD or having anxiety or all those issues or even depression or even feel like you can't do your Black girl magic, which she does talk about on the show. It's really interesting, and it gets a little dark. It still kind of ties into the whole like little dark era that Marvel has been doing in the past few TV shows and movies, but especially from a little Black girl perspective, I think it's really educational to see. So I'm enjoying that. And also the cooking show on Netflix, the David Chow little cooking show. He does it live each week, and he takes like regular like homemade stuff. He burns shit. He be messing stuff up, but it still tastes good. And they have celebrities on there, and they actually have like a real ass conversation because it's live on camera. There's no scripts. He's just talking about, this is your first course, this is your second course, this is your third course, and it's really cool. I like it. And also I'm a foodie, so there's a little couple things I can do now. My little fridge I can like throw in together. I never had like fried ice cream over some more ice cream over some pancake thing that he did on like episode one or two. I might do that tonight.
Okay.
Good luck. Don't burn.
Yep. I'm not gonna burn my house down. So.
I am really enjoying this season of Next Level Chef.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Chef Vaughn. I'm rooting for him to Chef go all Vaughn. The way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's a good season so far.
I'm watching High Maintenance on HBO.
Oh, love that show.
Yeah, love it's really good.
That show. It really shows the community behind smoking weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it tells some really beautiful stories.
Yes. And some very strange stories, too.
Very strange stories, too. You know. But very beautiful stories as well. I watched on Netflix The Gentlemen. It's brand new. It was kind of a remake of a Matthew McConaughey movie by the same director, Guy Ritchie. But this version on Netflix is basically a soldier inherits dukeship because his father was a duke, but then he finds out that his father used their land to let a gangster grow marijuana and run their criminal organization on the land.
Damn.
And that was pretty much about how he's handling that / diving deep into it. It was pretty good. I like that guy. Theo Vaughn, or Theo, Theo, yeah, from Divergent.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good. He's good in that. Very charming. Y'all watched the little Love is Blind reunion?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
What?
I keep hearing like it's one of the best reunions ever.
One of the best. One of the best.
All I can say is AD looked so good.
AD looked good.
That girl can dress.
Clay looked like a deer headlights on some episodes. what's his name? Trevor looked like the girl from the court show. You'll find out why he looked like that girl when she got called out for dating a man while she was still married. Remember that meme where the homegirl was like this?
Oh, yeah.
That's Trevor. You'll find out why. And actually, Clay stepped up, surprisingly. I will say that. He almost made me cry.
I saw he was telling AD that she's the love of his life. And she's like, I'm the love of your what?
Oh, no. She had a comeback for that thing. I think that shut that down. You'll see. I won't spoil it for you. But whenever you watch it, let's talk about it.
Okay. Will do. Cool. Music. What have I been listening? I've been.
Oh, Justin Timberlake made a new album. Ooh, and I've heard reviews, and I heard it was really good compared to the last album. So I'm kind of tempted to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. He's going back to his Wigger roots. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They said it's better than the last album. A big comparison is they said it's kind of like Usher's last album, where, you know, overall is a lot of filler, but there's some bangers on it.
Damn,
and then he has NSYNC.
Yes, he does have an NSYNC song on there, which I'm like, ooh, I want to listen to it. I love me some Joey and some JC.
I love some Lance, man. And Chip Skylark.
Oh.
Oh, love Chip Skylark.
Teeth that sparkle, just like an open face. Okay. Now we're watching Fairly Odd Parents now just for the episode.
Yes.
We are bringing it back. Icky.
Love that.
I hope he getting a check. I hope he getting a check.
Yeah, they're bringing it back. New era. Wanda and Cosmo coming out of retirement.
Why?
To help a little girl.
Why can't just let it be? Let it be.
It's Timmy or nothing for me.
Right. Timmy was...
You know, lately, have y'all tried out the DJ function on Spotify where, like, it's a DJ that talks to you and it'll be like, this is the kind of mood you're in, and then it'll play some music that it thinks that you like?
Hell no.
It's hits and misses for me. It's hits That's and misses scary. For me because, like, every three songs, the DJ will come back and it was like, it'll be like, this is some music that you've been bumping lately. And so it'll play some songs that you've had on repeat lately. And then it'll be like, so here's some new music that I think that you'll like. And, you know, like 8 out of 10. I'm like, okay. Like, I usually don't seek out new music because I'm a nostalgic person. Like, I like what I like. But sometimes it'll throw a couple songs in there. And I'm like, okay, I vibe with this. This is cool. I can add this to rotation. It's a nice function on Spotify.
It's the fact that it talks to you saying that, hey, I've been hearing what you're listening, so here's some more songs based off your algorithm.
It does that. Yeah.
All it is just putting a voice to the shuffle. To the algorithm. That they already got.
I was waiting for it. I heard you like that little jingle from IDC College from Lil Romeo. Here's some Lil Romeo songs. I'd been like, what the fuck? Hell no.
That's funny.
I wish that it could add like little random songs that are not songs, because I saw on TikTok that somebody did the Ozempic. It's so catchy.
I gotta sing y'all the little song of the dude singing the Ozempic song, but the truthful version of it. The Ozempic.
Yeah. I heard that one. I heard the other one, the O'Reilly's remix. Yeah. I'm scared. You speak that.
People so creative, man. I'm gonna miss TikTok for real.
Yeah, because they definitely get rid of that shit. Yeah. They're not selling it.
Why would they? To keep 10% of its base? That doesn't make any sense.
It's worldwide.
Right. Like they
Well, not worldwide here. Shit.
So.
Yeah. So.
Fun while it lasted.
Oh, well. Thank you, American politicians, for like taking care of the things that really matter. I was going to say something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's all about money at the end of the day.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I have a wonderful America. Idea. I have a wonderful idea. I just need an investor with deep pockets. So if you got a little cash behind you, hit me up, and I think that we can make some things shake.
Isn't it like a jump? There's a jump start you can put your ideas on and get.
No, she wants the money. Yeah, she wants the money, and then she'll mention the idea. We're not putting the idea without the money. I don't even know what the idea is, but I like how she came to the table with that. I like that.
Okay, can I be an employee? Can I be your new employee if it comes real?
I think it's a really good idea. Need some real deep pockets behind it.
Okay, well, we gonna say a prayer. And if you do, don't forget about the little people here.
Oh, this is for the little people. This is gonna change the lives of the little people.
Okay.
And on that note, this has been a wonderful episode filled with questions and pettiness and beauty. I am John. I don't know what I was trying to say, but I'm John.
Petty John. Yeah, Petty
John. Oh, yeah. John Petty.
Wow. Keep Petty John. John Petty. I'm going to encourage people to read more books in their spare time. I'm Rowdy Raya.
And I'm Shanna Banana.
This is weird, awkward, and cool. At least 17 million.
$17 million? That's low. Why are you lowballing Shan?
No, I'm talking about in order to come to the table, you need to at least bring $17 million.
Why 17?
Right. Why couldn't it be 500?
Because if you have 17 liquid, we can talk. Because you got the other. It don't matter. You know, just hit up Shan if you got money.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.